This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Dr. Paul Hochmeier. Dr. Paul Hochmeier is a regular on Dr. Oz, and from time to time we're privileged to have him blog on Telluride Inside and Out. This time we're discussing divorce, navigating an emotional hurricane. Paul, thanks so much for joining.
Thanks, Susan. It's great to be back.
Yes, great to have you back. So first let's do this. Define the minimal but essential conditions of what you would describe as a solid marriage and talk about how you arrived at them.
Well, I think the most important feature of a solid marriage is that there's trust and vulnerability. So, you know, the one kind of precedes the other. If you don't have trust in a relationship, then you can't have vulnerability. And so I think those are the two real defining factors of a relationship that will endure time, that will endure economic conditions, you know, the whole kind of till death do us part situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You came up when the Tom and Katie brouhaha was going on.
You're
came
right.
up with some very solid conditions of sort of rules about a marriage. Could you talk about what some of those basics are?
Yeah, sure. I think that the bottom line condition of a marriage is that there needs to be physical and emotional safety. If either one of those are compromised, then, you know, I advise my patients to get out. And so, again, that there needs to be this physical and emotional respect for the other person. I believe strongly in the institution of marriage. I think that it serves an incredibly important function in our individual lives, in our families, in our communities, in our country, in the world. So I think that it's a very important institution. I do believe that it's dynamic and that it changes and that, like anything else in life, it needs to evolve and it needs to change over time. And I think that we're seeing that
mm-hmm.
now. And I think that this debate, regardless of what your political or religious beliefs are
mm-hmm.
around marriage, I think that the fact that we're having this conversation is critically important, and the fact that we're having it shows what an important and valuable institution marriage is.
What if there is an element at all of fear in a marriage? Is there ever a time when that's okay or understandable?
Well, fear is certainly, you know, we fear is something that plays in our lives in very significant ways, and we have complicated relationships with fear. On the one hand, fear serves a very important function. It keeps us out of danger's way, and if we're going towards danger, it tells us to get out of the way. And so it serves a very, very positive role in our lives. It can also be paralyzing, and it can also play a very limiting and destructive role in our lives. And if we're afraid of change, if we're afraid of the unknown, if we're
mm-hmm.
afraid of uncertainty, then that can keep us trapped in unhealthy relationships. And I see that, again, a lot in my practice. I see, you know, where patients come to me and they want me to write them a prescription as to what to do, and the only time I will write that prescription is if there's physical abuse in the relationship. Outside of that, it's really a process of exploring the relationship and exploring what the relationship is, where what turns it's taken, and really helping people resolve conflict so that they can move through this fear that keeps them paralyzed and that keeps them trapped in unfulfilling and unhealthy relationships.
One thing that may generate that fear, I think you pointed out, is the concept of change, or the idea that change may happen in a marriage, which in fact is inevitable. Marriages are dynamic, organic things. What do you say to people when faced with important decisions, and define some of those decisions that tend to trigger people's fears?
You know, people basically have most fear in particular, women in particular have a lot of fear around economic issues. And so typically when there's an economic crisis in a relationship, there are a lot of fears that get generated from that. And, you know, I see this both ways, though. I see, I work with men whose wives are compulsive spenders and have really put them in a hazardous financial condition because of
mm-hmm.
spending,
mm-hmm.
or the wife was the primary bread earner and she lost her job, and so it's, you know, I don't want to say that it's you know that women are just tied to their husbands' financially. But I think that that's the primary fear that we have in our society today, mm-hmm. is that there's an incredible fear of economic insecurity, and that keeps people trapped in unhealthy relationships.
Okay. So if the marriage is clearly falling apart, and you as a doctor have done everything you could to save it, but it's clearly heading that way, or people have been reading their own tea leaves without benefit of counsel, if you're considering a divorce, if a person is considering a divorce, what questions do you suggest he or she should be asking of themselves in that context?
Well, the first thing they should do is they need to ground themselves in some belief system. And so what happens when there's a divorce pending is that people feel very ungrounded and very untethered, and their whole, the apple cart of their life has been turned over. And so I encourage them to come up with a simple statement of, what is the institution of marriage to you? What do you believe the institution of marriage is, and what purpose does it serve in your life? Once you define that for yourself, then you can make decisions based upon that definition. And when you start to feel out of control, when you start to feel swept off mm-hmm. in the uncertainty and the anxiety and the fear that will surround all of this, you can go back to that core mission statement. You know, it's also then important, once you have that, to look at how your marriage has veered from that statement. And is there the potential to get it back? Or is that train too so far out of the station that mm-hmm. there's no hope that it can go back? And so, again, it's just finding, grounding yourself in what the institution of marriage means to you, what value it adds to your life, and then exploring it based upon that definition.
And on the whole notion of integrity, I guess, doesn't that play a big role?
Well, sure, that gets back to, we sort of come full circle now, isn't it, where we started, which is mm-hmm. the concept of trust and vulnerability. And so in order for there to be trust, there needs to be integrity. And so, again, it's the healthy marriages, fulfilling marriages, marriages where partners can grow as a couple and individually, have to be based on trust, and through that people can be vulnerable to go out and explore who they are as individuals and who they are as a couple.
Okay. And let's bring the children into this discussion. What questions do you direct your patients to ask themselves if they're considering a divorce with regard to their children?
You know, I think I get, what I hear a lot is, you know, we're just going to stay together for the benefit of the children. And I'm not convinced that that's, well, actually, I say this in the positive. I am convinced that's not the proper reason to stay married, because if there's stress in the relationship, if there's tension in the marital relationship, if there's discord, if there's mistrust, if there's anger, kids feel that and kids react on that. So kids are better off in environments that are stable, that are loving, that are safe, that are contained. And so that's the framework that I want to take a look at the well-being of the child through. So if the relationship, if the marriage does not provide that environment for the children, then your children are not better off. So that's really the formula that I use when I talk to my patients and we have conversations around this.
All right. Thank you very, very much. This is good for starters. I'm sure we could pursue this subject for years and not be done. But this has been... Yeah, have, right. This is Susan B. Brocktelluride, Inside and Out, and I'm privileged to be speaking once again with Dr. Paul Hochmeier. The subject is divorce, and actually the subject is basically marriage and examining a marriage, and if it is falling apart, then the questions to ask yourself around divorce. Paul, thanks so much for joining me.
Always a pleasure, Susan.
Likewise.